Slot revenues are down again at Foxwoods Resort Casino in Connecticut. The Mashantucket Tribe reports slot revenues of $51 million on a handle of $589.4 million. This is a decline of nearly 16% from July of last year. I talked with Randy Fine, managing director of the Fine Point Group in Las Vegas, consultants to casinos around the country on why the continued drop.
There probably are two. I think the main one is the opening of the Aqueduct Casino in New York, which is one of the two major markets they focus on. And I think the second reason is the economy is still not very good, and so people are cutting back on what they spend.
So with the decline in slot revenues down again, Randy, is this the time for Massachusetts to get into the casino game?
It is. If you were to add the revenue at Aqueduct to the revenue at Foxwoods and Mohegan, you would find that the building of Aqueduct actually made the casino business bigger. And I think we'll see the same thing in Massachusetts. Those four casinos will unquestionably hurt the two casinos in Connecticut. But as a whole, the market will expand by the opening of those four facilities.
Even with Rhode Island thrown into the mix, after all, Twin River is going after table games to bring it up to full casino status.
New England has a lot of wealth, a lot of people. There is enough room for 7 or 8 or 10 casinos in New England.
Really? How's that possible?
Well, look at places like Las Vegas, where there will be 30 casinos within a one-mile stretch. People like to gamble, and people like to have choices in where to gamble. And so people don't want to do all of their gambling in one facility. They like to move around. So I think Massachusetts could support a lot more than four casinos.
That's Randy Fine, a graduate of Harvard and the Harvard Business School. Some interesting theories on the future of casinos in Massachusetts. Rod Fritz, WBZ News Radio 1030.